Back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN, and our final segment here with Ross Bowling, who is the general manager of the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad. And they have a nice fundraising initiative going on here. We're going to talk more about here during the second segment. Did want to ask a little bit about, like I said, I took the trip back in May on this railroad. It's a lot of fun. You go over to Enterprise, and then you stop at the little general store there, and our kids got some popsicles and or whatnot, a whole bunch of nice treats. But maybe you can answer this for me, because I couldn't answer for my kids. I know the train has to turn around. How is that done?
Okay, at Enterprise, we have a siding, and we take the engine off the front end of the train when it came into town, and we back it through the siding and then back it onto the caboose on the other end, and then the engine's going the other direction, going back to Abilene.
Okay. So that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if they had to just rotate the whole thing or...
Nope. It's called a runaround. They just take the power off of one end and run it around and stick it on the other end.
Okay. And then I know I didn't get a chance to see this, but I know you sometimes have a steam engine that comes around.
Correct. We have the Santa Fe ATSF 3415, which is a 262, I believe, steam locomotive. It's the only one operating, only steam locomotive operating in based in Kansas, and it's the only one in about a 500-mile radius. We do get it out for special holidays this year. Will be its last year before it has to go in for a major mandatory overhaul every 15 years, but we'll Memorial Day weekend will be the first weekend it'll be out. We plan to run it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday. It will be out for the 4th of July weekend. It will be out for Labor Day weekend, and then Abilene Heritage Days, which is the last Saturday in September, first day in October, it will run, and then October 2nd will be its last run before it tears down. And it's fun, but that's another reason we need to get our track up to speed. It's pretty heavy. It's probably pushing 750,000 pounds, I would guess, and so that's a lot of weight to take down the track, and we want to make sure we have a good roadbed for that.
Wow. And where is that stored in Abilene then?
Yes, we have an engine house that's stored that right there on the property in Abilene. Lived in Abilene for a long time. I believe in the 50s it was in Eisenhower Park, and then Joe Minnick and several others moved it and completely rebuilt it and put it back in operation. So it was quite an effort that they put into it.
You guys have such a great opportunity there to really educate young people on what railroad was here in the early days of Kansas and the United States, because about 150 years ago, that was the mode of transportation.
Right. Yeah, and people don't realize how much of Kansas exists because of the railroad. Abilene, of course, with the Chisholm Trail and its tie into the rail lines. Abilene's a town of about 7,000, and it had three rail lines running through it at one time, the Union Pacific, the Santa Fe, and Rock Island. And they all kept fairly busy. And so but a lot of Kansas was here because of the railroads.
A lot of, I've heard this, and I lived in Nebraska for a little bit as well, but a lot of the towns, the shapes of their towns are because of the railroad.
Right, right. Typically what happened is they would come in and the railroad would decide their path through town, and then they would set up, and then obviously, the first thing in Kansas was moving grain off the farm to the market. And so then came a grain elevator and a siding, and then everything was kind of then built up around that.
Well, it's such a neat opportunity here, and I love seeing the passenger cars there. Sometimes they're a little bit hotter to travel in these days. If you go in the summertime, it can be a little warm to sit in there. But, boy, it would be nice if someday we could get those air-conditioned. Huh?
Well, they are air-conditioned, and we're hoping improve that in the next year or two. That's one of my projects. And speaking of passenger cars, we have a Valentine's train on the 13th of February.
Nice.
Which I guess there's another event happening that day I've heard about after I scheduled this. But I called the NFL and asked them to reschedule. But they wouldn't move their game to Saturday so we could have our train. Anyway, our Valentine's train is sold out, and which is good. But we're going to be serving 100 meals on the 13th of February to folks. And part of that is it's our our debut of our newly refurbished 1902 all-wooden, we call it the Enterprise car. It's a passenger car that came off of the Katy Railroad. And so we'll have two passenger cars, being able to seat 100 people for dinner. And so we're looking forward to using that this year. We'll have, my goal is to have at least a passenger or a dinner train at least once a month to bring folks in.
Oh, what a neat opportunity that would be. I'd love to try something like that. And, you know, it just goes to show how necessary it is to keep fundraising for things like this. So, because this is really what makes our area kind of thrive and unique.
Right, right. And there again, everything that we do is we're a museum, except we're a museum that's 100 foot wide and 5 miles long. And so we have older rail equipment that we use, and we talk about how it was used. We operate in a way of older railroads, not the way they operate today, to try and bring that bit of history back to folks. But everything is contingent on having a good footprint to run on. And that's why we feel it's so important to get our tie and rail structure up to speed. And there again, once we do this, it's going to last us for a long, long time. It's just like putting a new roof on a museum. You have to do it every once in a while. It's not the pretty fancy stuff that people like to see, but it's something that you have to do to be able to continue to operate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's just in case anybody missed it earlier in the program, let's give the where they can send their money to if they want to help with the fundraising effort.
Sure. Okay, our website is asvrr.org, and there's a PayPal link on that that they can use to donate. Or you can send it to the Abilene Smoky Valley Railroad, Post Office Box 744, Abilene, Kansas, 67410. And if you have any questions, they can call our office number, which I will answer, hopefully, most days I do, 785-263-1077. And it's a lot of fun. And as I said, people are amazed when they hear that, you know, we had people from 48 states last year. So it's quite an attraction, and if you haven't ridden it and you live in Kansas, you should try and do that this year or in the future.
Absolutely. It is it's a lot of fun here, and a great family affair. If you've got kids, especially little kids like I do, you know, they weren't so sure what to expect here, and I have they're now 11 and 4, and we went out on a Saturday from Manhattan, drove out to Abilene, knowing we were going to do this, and the kids are like, what, a train? You know, and they get out there, and we start going, and they just loved it. I mean, never really been on a train before. That's a neat experience for little kids.
Right, right. Yes, it's something, one of those things that everybody used to do, and now it doesn't happen very often unless you ride Amtrak. But and if you're really interested in trains, we do have opportunities to upgrade to actually riding the caboose. We have a ticket upgrade where you can actually ride in the caboose, or you can actually ride in the engine with the engineer. We have other options available if you really, really want to enjoy the train experience.
That sounds like a Dave thing. Dave would probably like to ride with the.
I'm all over that. Ross, I'm a Dickinson County kid.
Okay, all right, me too.
I grew up south of Abilene at Elmo.
Yeah, I know exactly where it
sure
is.
Sure you do.
I've never known anyone from Elmo.
And I'm a bit of a train fanatic.
All right.
So, and I've been on the train a couple of times. I have a nice print from a local photographer named Michael Henry, who has a great picture of 3415. And I have that proudly displayed.
All right.
So I have an active interest in what's going on over there.
You will need to come out to the Hoffman grist mill. They have a person at Enterprise is making he has a clear plastic where he laser etches the 3415 into it and then bottom lights it with LEDs. It's pretty impressive.
Really now?
I think we're going to have those over in our depot for sale as well.
Well, I have I used to climb on 3415 when it was in the park.
So did I.
you know, so that one's just it's just so neat to see that back in action. And I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing over there. So
good.
I like to get over there quite a bit, and not enough.
We're looking for volunteers. If you'd like to be a conductor and engineer, we'd love to have you.
Well, you know, that would be fun at some point. You know, I have to retire
well,
first.
Mostly, yeah.
Yes.
Although since I've retired,
you're busier
from the railroad,
than
it's yeah, I have more than enough to do.
Well, good
I
think for you for doing that. Good for you for doing that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ross, it was certainly a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for enlightening us here this morning.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, we're going to hear from our city folks. City Manager Ron Fear and Commissioner Mark Hattisall will join us in studio.